Welcome to Wisdom Trek with Gramps. We are on day 1745 of our trek, and it is time to explore another nugget of wisdom, which includes an inspirational quote along with some wise words from Gramps for today's trek. Wisdom is the final frontier in gaining true knowledge, and we are on our daily trek to create a legacy of wisdom, to seek out discernment and insights, and to boldly grow where few have chosen to grow before. Hello, my friend. This is Gramps. Thanks for coming along on today's trek as we increase wisdom and create a living legacy. We are told in Proverbs chapter 16, verse 16, how much better to get wisdom than gold and sound judgment than silver. If you apply the words that you hear today, over time, it will help you become more healthy, wealthy, and wise as we continue on our daily trek of life. So let's jump right in with today's nugget. And today's quote is from George Bernard Shaw, and it is, a life making mistakes is not only more honorable, but more useful than a life spent doing nothing at all. So today's nugget of wisdom is making mistakes in life. Few people purposely make mistakes, nor do we enjoy it when we do. But mistakes are inevitable because none of us are perfect and most of us are far from it. The alternative to not making mistakes is to do nothing, but that would be the biggest mistake that you could make in your life. It is more honorable to try and make mistakes than not to try at all. Mistakes are the stepping stones to learning. Mistakes are part of the dues that people pay to live a rich and satisfying life. Making mistakes is an inherent part of life that we cannot escape from. However, we must be big enough to admit those mistakes, smart enough to benefit from them, strong enough to correct them, and wise enough not to repeat them. We should learn from the mistakes that other people make also. We can never live long enough to make all the mistakes ourselves. The biggest mistake that you can make in life is the constant fear of making mistakes. And our passage today is Romans chapter 8, verses 35 through 39. Can anything ever separate us from Christ's love? Does it mean he no longer loves us when we have trouble or calamity or are persecuted or hungry or destitute or in danger or threatened with death? As the scriptures say, for your sake we are killed every day and we are being slaughtered like sheep. No, despite all these things, overwhelming victory is ours through Christ who loved us. I am convinced that nothing can ever separate us from God's love. Neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor demons. Neither the fears for today, nor the worries about tomorrow. Not even the powers of hell can separate us from God's love. No power in the sky above or on earth below. Indeed, nothing in all creation will ever be able to separate us from the love of God, which is revealed in Christ Jesus our Lord. And as you ponder this nugget of wisdom for yourself, please encourage your friends and family to join us and to come along with us tomorrow for another day of Wisdom Trek, Creating a Legacy. If you'd like to listen to any of the past 1,744 daily treks or read the Wisdom Journals, they are all available at wisdom-trek.com. And I encourage you to subscribe to Wisdom Trek on your favorite podcast player so that each day's trek will be downloaded to you automatically. And if you'd like to receive our weekly newsletter called Wisdom Notes, please email me at guthrie@wisdom-trek.com. And thank you so much for allowing me to be your guide, your mentor, but most importantly, I am your friend as I serve you through the Wisdom Trek podcast and journal each day. And as we take this trek of life together, let us always live abundantly, love unconditionally, listen intentionally, learn continuously, lend to others generously, lead with integrity, and leave a living legacy each day. I am Guthrie Chamberlain reminding you to keep moving forward, enjoy your journey, and create a great day every day. See you tomorrow for more daily wisdom.